many people, when they're first quitting smoking, try to think to why they smoke now. And what they often try to do is they try to think back to why they took up smoking. They somehow have this idea, if they could figure out why they took it up, well, that's going to help explain why they continue to smoke and somehow be an aid to help them quit smoking. Well, the fact is, figuring out why you started smoking, you'll realize it has no bearing on why you smoke today. People take up smoking often when they're young. They often take it up as kids. And they take it up for one reason. The one that people know about the most or hear about the most is peer pressure. And peer pressure is real. There are people who take up smoking out of peer pressure to fit in with their friends who are smoking, or to fit in with older siblings, or look, you know, neat to older siblings who are smoking, or older kids in the class. Whatever it is, there's a pressure on them to smoke. And that may be why people who smoke today, many who smoke today, took it up. But come on, when you're dealing with adults now, most adults are in situations where they don't have peer pressure. Oh, there's a few countries in the world where smoking is still real prevalent in adult populations, and where it's almost expected to smoke by certain people. But there's a whole lot of the world now where this isn't the case, where people are the only smokers they know. None of their family smoke. None of their friends smoke. No one knows they smoke. They're closet smokers. There's a lot of closet smokers in the world today because they're embarrassed that they smoke and they don't want anyone to know they're doing it. The concept that somehow that they're smoking now out of peer pressure is absolutely ridiculous, considering they don't smoke around people. Nobody wants them to smoke around them. The peer pressure is on them not to smoke. Now, another reason people take it up when they're kids is to look older. And sure, smoking can make a kid look older in their mind. They will think that will be the case. But come on, how many people do you know who are in their 50s now, or 60s, or 70s, are smoking so they could look older? They just don't look mature enough yet. They need a cigarette to do it. Most people, as they get older and older, they're doing everything they can to look younger, as opposed to taking up or using a product now that somehow it's supposed to make them, you know, look older. It doesn't do it, and they don't want it to do that. The last reason they take it up, and again, usually as kids, is a rebelliousness. You know, you get to a certain age where your parents have been telling you not to smoke, your teachers told you not to smoke, your doctors may have told you not to smoke, you got all these authority figures telling you not to smoke, and you don't want to be told by anyone what you can and can't do. So people take up smoking. But again, I know when I get people in smoking clinics who are in their 50s now, they're in their 60s, they're in their 70s, they're not smoking today so they can snub their nose at their, you know, 70 or 80 or 90-year-old parents and say, you see, you can't stop me. I can still smoke. Yeah, it may have been the reason they took it up, but the reason they continued was they became drug addicts. They didn't understand when they were messing with those first cigarettes, for whatever reason they were doing it, that they were making a commitment that may very well have turned into a lifetime commitment. The way to break away from it, no matter what the reason you started is, the way to break away from this addiction is simply to make a commitment now and to stick with that commitment to never take another puff.